Greetings, Sun Devil Nation, and welcome to the Anderson Healy Show, the weekly broadcast from the Sun Devil Radio Network that gets you up to speed on all the latest news and all the developments in Arizona State University Sun Devil athletics. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball. With me, as always, Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by our friends at MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank is the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money, member FDIC. Time now for me to welcome in my co-host, ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson. Good to see you, Ray. You got two new hips now, so life's golden, isn't it?
Life's golden, Tim, and good day to you and all of our Sun Devil Athletics fans. I shared with you they had a full left hip replacement about 10 days ago to match the one on the right that they got 15 years ago. And I'm telling you, man, I could go jumping around this apartment and this lake like a bunny rabbit with no pain at all right now.
That has to be so liberating. We're happy for you. Glad that you're making progress as well. That's great to hear.
Thank you.
We begin this week with some encouraging news on the COVID-19 front. After several weeks of COVID-forced inactivity, the Sun Devil men's basketball program has returned to action, and the Sun Devil women's basketball program is about to return to the floor. Coach Charlie Turner Thorne's Sun Devil women's squad has had its first six Pac-12 conference games postponed due to COVID-related protocols, either theirs or their opponents. However, as we speak, the ASU women are scheduled to return to action with a pair of games this weekend at home. Friday, January 21st, the Sun Devils slated to host the tough Colorado Buffaloes in a 5 p.m. tip at Desert Financial Arena. And then on Sunday, January 23rd, Utah will visit Tempe. Ray, those will be ASU women's basketball's first games since December 28th, the period of 24 days where the program has been on hold.
Yes, Tim, and we're excited about getting our ladies back out there this weekend, again, around the nation and certainly in the Pac-12 and here. The COVID has been a challenge, which we've talked about, but it looks like, you know, we've navigated our way through some rough waters, and now it looks like we're going to be able to play this weekend. We couldn't be more excited, just like we were excited to finally get the men back out there these past several days. So we've got our fingers crossed because, you know, it's we take this show on Tuesday, and the way this thing has gone between now and Saturday or now and Friday, you know, it could pop us in the mouth, but it looks like we're in pretty good shape, and let's keep our fingers crossed because we want to see our ladies out there competing on Friday and then again on Sunday, Tim.
Boy, we sure do. And the women will take on Colorado Friday, again, a 5 p.m. tip at Desert Financial. The Sunday game with Utah due to start at 2 p.m. And as always, the Sun Devil Radio Network will have full coverage of both women's basketball games. You can join Jeff Munn and Maura McHugh for the broadcast of both contests, as Friday's game against Colorado will air with pregame coverage starting at 4:30. That game will be on 1440 AM KAZG radio. And then the Sunday game will air on KDUS 1060 AM, the regular flagship for Arizona State women's basketball games. And Jeff and Moore will have their pregame show at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. Ray, talk for a moment about the challenges. Now, as we mentioned, six Sun Devil women's Pac-12 conference basketball games postponed. That's a lot of games to get rescheduled in a narrowing window of time to do so. And talk about the challenges therein.
That is the challenge, Tim, because if you're able to play a regular schedule going forward without a lot more interruption, then you've got a fairly decent chance of getting those six games made up. But if we get pinched on the calendar, then part of the challenge from the conference perspective will be, how do you prioritize which games get rescheduled first across the conference? And so I think, as we mentioned last week, some of that will have to take into consideration which teams are best positioned, very frankly, for postseason assignments going to the NCAA tournaments. which teams these games mean more to than others in terms of where what your status is going to be for postseason play. And so at some point, if we don't get all those games in, there will be a lot of debate and discussion amongst the various institutions and the Pac-12 conference as to who should get priority in scheduling. So certainly as the AD for ASU, I'm going to be advocating vigorously for our ladies. But there comes a point when all the athletic directors are going to be asked to keep some objectivity. And if you're in a position where you have to do what's in the best interest of the overall conference, as opposed to your individual institution, are you going to be able to do that if asked? That's going to be the challenge.
Meanwhile, Coach Bobby Hurley's ASU men's basketball team made its return to the hardwood this past weekend after having only played one game in the previous 3.5 weeks. The Sun Devils split a pair of home games, losing this past Saturday night at home to Colorado 75-57 before posting a last-second 64-62 win over Utah this past Monday on Martin Luther King Day. At Desert Financial Arena, forward Jalen Graham hitting the game-winning basket with just under 5 seconds left to go in regulation to give the Sun Devils the win. There was some rust evident in the team's performances, Ray, particularly in that Colorado game, but still it was just great to see the young men back on the floor and seemingly healthy once again as a team.
Yeah, your final point there, Tim, is the most important one, to finally get back out there and compete as a team. Healthy, or at least relatively healthy, and that's the thing that is important. Our young men want to compete. They want to be out there. And so to go against Colorado, which was a really good team, and the rush showed, but they competed. They were out there. And then to come back against Utah and hang in there and hang in there and hang in there and then win in the last 5 seconds was gritty. And so it was nice to see them get that win, which they really needed and really wanted after being off so long and then having to not have the outcome against Colorado that any of us wanted, but came back and played a game against Utah that was competitive, got the win, hopefully now got a little mojo going, and we can step into the rest of the season, Tim.
Moving forward, we can say that barring unforeseen circumstances, and I think that phrase is pretty valuable these days when you're trying to project any future games, barring unforeseen circumstances, the Sun Devil men will hit the road this weekend for a pair of Pac-12 contests. They are scheduled to play at Stanford this coming Saturday night, January 22nd, and then head on down the coast to Los Angeles to take on the USC Trojans this coming Monday night, January 24th. That would be the makeup of a game at USC that originally was to have been played on Thursday, December 30th. Both those games will tip at 9 p.m. Arizona time, and both games will air on the Sun Devil Radio Network. So assuming all that goes well with those two games, Ray, that leaves two Sun Devil men's basketball games that still need to be rescheduled. The game at ninth-ranked UCLA and a home game against the number three-ranked Arizona Wildcats.
Yes, Tim, to go up to Stanford, go down to SC, hopefully we get those games in good shape. And then if you've got only two games left for rescheduling, you got to have some optimism that we can figure that out in the schedule. Not as challenging as the ladies team right now that has six, but two is much more manageable. And hopefully we'll be able to get those in without much of a challenge scheduling-wise and prioritizing-wise from the conference or anyone else. So optimistic about being able to make up those games, Tim.
Particularly that home game against your arch rival. You don't want to lose that gate, and that's always a spectacle when ASU and the U of A hook up.
There's no question about that. That's one we've got to have. It's one that we all look forward to, our players, coaches, everybody in this community, all of our fans. So we will work really hard to make sure that one happens. And I think we'll get full cooperation from the conference in that regard. So I'm putting the pressure on them by saying it publicly. we'll get an Arizona game here at home, Tim.
Speaking of ASU versus the U of A, chalk up a second consecutive victory for Arizona State in the Copper Cup competition between the men's golf programs of the two arch rivals. After trailing at the end of day one of the two-day event at Okchin Southern Dunes Golf Course down in Maricopa, the Sun Devils stormed back in day two, winning 7 of 8 singles matches en route to a 15-9 victory in the season opening competition between ASU and the U of A. So, Ray, just like with football's Territorial Cup, the men's golf Copper Cup will remain in Tempe for the next year.
Yes, it will. And Matt Thurman and the men's team really went out there. We trailed the first day, Tim, as you know, 7-5. But you know this format going into the second day is mano y mano for the most part. And so to win 7 of 8 on the second day, running away with the trophy win was really fun for our men's golf team. And again, Coach Thurman, he's got it going. The team's got it going. We're looking forward to a great season. But the second year in a row of that Copper Cup, what a great event that between our head coach and their head coach they put together. And now it's become a new tradition. And we're 2-0. We like that.
What a great way to kick off the golf season with that Copper Cup competition now every year, we hope, in mid-January. And Matt's golfers will return to the links early next week when ASU takes part in a 3-day event, the Southwestern Intercollegiate event that will be played Monday through Wednesday, January 24th through the 26th in Westlake Village, California. After having their final home meet of the season canceled due to their opponents' COVID-19 issues, the Sun Devil men's and women's swimming teams head to the Bay Area this weekend for challenging competitions at Stanford and at California. Coming up, we will visit with one of ASU's top swimmers and one of the best in program history as record-setting freestyle specialist Grant House will join us. But first, let's take this time out. This is The Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be the exclusive banking partner of Arizona State University and offer the ASU Visa debit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your ASU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
We welcome you back to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network, our weekly program that gets you caught up on all the latest news and notes in Arizona State sports. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you're with us this week. After having their final regular season home meet against Utah canceled last week due to COVID-19 issues within the Utes program, the Arizona State men's and women's swimming teams return to the pool this weekend with a pair of challenging meets in the Bay Area as Coach Bob Bowman's Sun Devils will take on their nationally ranked Pac-12 rivals at Stanford and California. ASU will swim against Stanford on Friday afternoon, January 21st, and then will head to Berkeley to take on the second-ranked Cal Golden Bears the following day. With us this week to help preview those meets and talk about his sixth-ranked Sun Devil men's swimming team is one of the top swimmers in Arizona State history. He is number one in the nation this year and second all-time in ASU history in the 200 freestyle, and he ranks first or second in Sun Devil history in six different relay events. Earlier this season, he helped the Sun Devil men set new school records in the 200 and 800 freestyle relays at the NC State Invite in North Carolina. And he is a huge reason why the Sun Devil men's swim team has risen to a number six national ranking, the highest in program history. From Mainville, Ohio, we're pleased to welcome senior Grant House to the show. Happy New Year, Grant. How have you been? Have you managed to stay healthy through this pandemic?
Up until the month of December. The month of December kind of got me pretty a little sick, but thank you for having me. Quite the introduction. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, my friend. I want to ask you first about last week. It must have been a bummer to have your senior day meet against Utah canceled, though I understand that you did have some kind of senior day festivities for you and your 17 fellow Sun Devil swimming seniors in the form of an intra-squad scrimmage. Talk about that day. What was that experience like? And are you starting to get a little reflective as your college days wind down?
Yeah, it was pretty unique. On Thursday around like 2 p.m., you know, almost about 24 hours before the meet, we got told that Utah had pulled out due to COVID complications, which was unfortunate to hear on their end of things. And my initial reaction was that I just expected the meet to be canceled. But luckily, our coaches kind of seized the opportunity and, you know, still took advantage that we were planning to, still had the recognitions planned for the senior meet, and a lot of seniors to recognize for how influential, impactful, and powerful they've been to this program, especially with Coach Bowman's first full official and initial recruiting class moving on finally and graduating. It was really important to acknowledge that. And ultimately, it really ended up being the best type of preparation we could be. It would be great to race an opponent, but we changed all of our events after Utah said they weren't coming, switched things up, and did our best events. You know, for me, I went from racing people in Utah to being able to compete against two previous Olympians. So that was kind of the ideal and peak competition for me. So especially in our teams, so strong now that the relays stacking up against each other are super competitive, even down to the 8th through 12th person. So it's really exciting to be a part of that team and, you know, have that competitive preparation. You know, I know it can't get much better than an Olympic final simulation there. So I was really happy to see that. As much as it would be nice to swim Utah, I think it was for the better actually for us, and capitalizing on that opportunity and having the special day of recognizing with family, friends, classmates, peers. It's definitely been a lot of reflection, like you mentioned, for sure.
Yeah. Boy, they ought to start charging admission for your practices. It sounds like the competition in practice is as good as what you're going to get in a meet on a weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. You know, this program was cut in 2008, and now we have at least on any given day, we have five Olympians in the pool, wow. Which is just phenomenal. We have a ton more representatives for their international respective countries, too. Almost in the double digits for international meets throughout the years. And so to have just four American Olympians and one French Olympian here is just remarkable to be able to compete and train with that and see that as motivation and inspiration every day.
Grant, it's well documented your entire swimming program, both the men and the women, redshirted during the 2020-2021 academic year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It has been, and I think it still is, perceived as a stroke of genius by Coach Bowman and those in athletic administration at Arizona State to take that course of action. What was it like for you and your teammates, the athletes who were involved? How did you make use of that time? What did you learn about yourself and your teammates during that year off?
Yeah, I know for me, it was just a sense of acceptance and belief. You know, obviously, Coach Bowman and the ASU Athletics Department had figured that out, thought about it for quite some time, planned it out, and felt that that was best for our overall development as a program and success as a program. And so just believing in that and just accepting that reality was really important, I think, at first. And once that kind of initial step was taken, it was just about growing every day, optimizing each day as much as you could, because it was really an interesting time period because, you know, we weren't competing. We saw some people, like, you know, canceling meets, some teams not even traveling, only having home meets. And so, you know, the first semester especially, we felt pretty confident in. As March came around, conferences came around, NCAA championships, everyone started to get the itch to, you know, get racing and missing out on that. But I really think in the longevity of things, especially now, seeing like kind of the fruits of those labors and the dividends being paid out, starting to be paid out, I think are just definitely unparalleled into what we could have done if we had gone through the year. I think our team grew a lot with how young it is. We might be graduating an exponential amount of seniors, as you mentioned, with 18, but still a vast majority of our team is underclassmen and very, very talented underclassmen is at that. So giving them a year to develop and grow, especially with all the struggle and the stressors of COVID and the pandemic going on as well and moving away from home, I thought it was a great opportunity for everyone to just grow, mature, learn, and kind of take each day step by step, instead of having to rush to go, you know, get ready for March, get ready for NCAA championships. And then we also were able to kind of solely focus on performing at the Olympic trials and getting as many individuals as we can on the American Olympic team this year. So that was a great opportunity to focus that and kind of take a opportunity and switch perspectives on it.
In that vein, let's go back a few months to November 6th, the day of your season opening meet here against the USC Trojans. That was the first time in a long time, I think, that you and your teammates had gotten in the pool competitively. What do you remember about that day in terms of the emotions you felt, what it was like to just be back in your maroon and gold gear and swimming for the Sun Devils once again?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, to be honest, for the whole team, especially myself, because after my sophomore year, I took an Olympic waiver year. So I didn't compete for the school that year. And then I was out of school academically as well, just to prepare for the 2020 Olympic trials. As we know now, the 2020 Olympic trials were canceled or postponed into 2021. And that season, as you just mentioned, we were redshirted. So I had been away from competing for and with the team for two whole years at that point. So I think at the end, one of my coaches mentioned it was over like 900 something days I hadn't competed as a Sun Devil.
The number I had was 953.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know if it was over 950 or not. Yeah. So
yeah,
it was just an incredible number. You know, starting college, I never would have fathomed that. And I think for the overall team still, it was like 600 days or something to that nature too, since they last competed as a team at Pac-12s in 2020. So to be able to get back, it's kind of like just like a tiger getting let out of the cage or a horse out of at the start of a race, just ready to run, ready to go. And just to see what we've been building and to kind of put it out there for the first time and honestly just show everyone else what we've been doing this whole time while we've been quiet, while we've been doing our work. You know, putting in the extra work. We, over the redshirt year, typically most teams end their week Saturday morning. We ended up doing doubles on Saturday. So we'd come in Saturday afternoon and do another session. And I think that's a huge thing that actually catapulted us forward, of just getting those extra repetitions and time while others weren't focusing on that or were dealing with other things as well. So it was really exciting to get the whole team back together. And again, working towards a unified goal.
how exciting it was to, as you said, show what you've been building. And I think you as a group did that in particular at that meet we talked about, the NC State invite, which I think was in Greensboro, North Carolina, back in November. Sun Devil swimming really captured national attention that weekend. You guys set a slew of school records. You yourself set new ASU records in the 200 and 800 freestyle relay while you won four events and added four second place finishes. At what point was it that weekend? Was there another point during this season or in the off season, maybe, Grant, where you came to realize, wow, this team is really, really good and capable of achieving some great things?
Yeah, I think that vision ultimately started when I first decided to come to ASU, honestly, with that amount of foresight. Talking with Coach Bowman, like, that was a discussion he and I and Mr. Anderson, like, one of the first times I was here, we all met and discussed that aspect of what we wanted to build this program as, and helping be a part of that was pretty empowering to me. But, you know, as the years went on, getting the right puzzle pieces, building up every year, getting the right better and better people, getting top recruits. You know, I think for the last like 2 years, I've had a unique perspective of kind of seeing things from afar, especially when I wasn't a part of the team competing, and then the red shirt year as well. You could kind of see the stars align and then the pieces be in the right places. So it's been pretty unique to kind of see things fall into place and definitely see the program turn the corner. But it's, you know, I finished the first night of the competition, and it was pretty admirable for myself. I was pretty happy with the results. I felt like I could do better, and I improved throughout the meet. But I turned away from that first night, and I just stood there, and I was like, this is the best day of performances. This is the best session at finals this program has ever seen. You know, obviously, wow. It's not an NCAA finals or Pac-12, and that's ultimately where it matters. But those stepping stones and those moments of improvement are important to acknowledge. And I earnestly believe, like, that first night after acknowledging that set the tone for the rest of the meet, and I think the rest of the season, because that was hands down the single best meet this program's ever seen, I believe, in my mind at least.
Wow, that's great stuff. And, you know, the thing that makes things like that happen is talent. And clearly you've been one of the most talented swimmers in this program. This year's team, I think, has a really good blend of youth and experience. And I wanted to ask you about your freshman teammate from France, Léon Marchand. He's really opened eyes at the start of his collegiate career. What have you seen from him, taken away from his work in the pool at the beginning of his career? And how good can this kid eventually be?
You know, it's been pretty remarkable to befriend him and to see how open to growth he is, and welcoming, kind of welcoming to himself, but also welcoming into the team, kind of coming here with open arms. You know, obviously across the world for him, no family out here, and kind of building that friendship and family with the swim team out here, and trusting Coach Bowman and trusting each of us to, you know, help him along his path and his goals as well. Onto Olympic success, but also in this new journey and endeavor for him in college swimming and building our program up. But it's been phenomenal. He's a great kid. A lot of fun energy. Competing with him every time is always a blast. I think every time before wherever we race, we always discuss how excited we are to compete against one another, especially just the mutual respect we have with each other. You know, I every time I look at it, I can't put a limit on the kid at all. I don't want to put a ceiling on him at all, because I honestly don't believe it exists for people like him. I think he can reach as far as he wants to and strives to. You know, that talent is a factor, obviously, but the work ethic that this team has and the discipline to make the harder decisions, to work harder day in and day out, is something that he does very subtly. But takes a lot of eyes and then puts it on him for the work that he puts in and the body of work that he's able to perform day in and day out. But it speaks to the volume of the whole team as well. Of, you know, we don't have all the most talented individuals. I think teams like or more renowned teams like a California Berkeley or Texas, they kind of get those recruits more often than not. But that's kind of a chip on our shoulder that we have, is taking pride in that and knowing that we're working harder and developing athletes and swimmers at a higher rate, faster rate, more efficient rate. And, you know, taking those individuals that have the belief and can discipline for swimming and to improve, and, you know, taking them to their ultimate potential, you know, actualizing their aspirations, their goals, and turning potential into reality.
With that work ethic that you and your teammates have, how satisfying, Grant, is it for you to hear the words said that your number 6 national ranking, the men's team right now, is the highest in program history? And what expectations do you have for your team for the remainder of this season in the context of having achieved such a lofty ranking?
Yeah, it's definitely a neat and unique stepping stone. But, you know, I think as soon as the meet ended, we were glad to see all of the improvements, reach new peaks. You know, those second place finishes that you mentioned with me, it was comical. To the first place finisher was Leon, our freshman. And some of the other races as well. Our third place finish was a transfer. We have David Schlick as well. So, you know, we have Sun Devils going 1, 2, 3. And I remember in one event, all three of us, at least Leon and I think David did as well, or his best times already was under our school record, but we all broke the school record in the same race. Leon finished first, so he gets it. And I was under it. And then David's best time is also under our school record. So, you know, you have these top three finishes and all these guys going faster than ever recorded in our program history. And it's exciting, but the job isn't finished until the end of March. And that's kind of the mindset that we have. You know, it's a great catapulting platform to pivot off of, and a new peaks that we reach to kind of guide us forward. But, you know, the job isn't finished by any means. And our goal set the whole time has been the vision on the beginning of March for Pac-12 Conference Championships and winning that, and NCAA finals as well, and finishing as high as we can in that, and kind of, again, proving to everyone else what we believe, and actualizing that potential that people have been talking about, writing about, disbelieving, believing, whoever you may be talking to. But we know what we have, and it's just about getting it done at the right time, honestly.
It sounds to me like these meets this weekend at Stanford and Cal will be really good measuring sticks for your team.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We hope everything goes well. You know, at this point in the week, the coaches are pretty confident that we'll have it. There hasn't been any issues on Stanford or Cal's side. On our side, we should be good as well thus far. No issues there, and it'll be a really good measuring stick, and just kind of another marker, measuring a point to kind of see where everyone's at leading into Pac-12s and then NCAAs. But, you know, competing against that high level competition, like I said, we got to do with our team. It's really important to get that outside of ASU and with other individuals that we don't see every day as well. I think that's really, really a huge, huge aspect and huge benefit that people don't always recognize or acknowledge. And to have schools like a California Berkeley or Stanford in your own conference that you can go and compete against that multiple times a year is unprecedented.
Sure is. Again, Sun Devil swimming at Stanford this Friday, January 21st, at California Saturday, the 22nd, both meets taking place in the Bay Area. Grant, it's been a wonderful conversation with you today, my friend. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your great accomplishments as a Sun Devil. Hopefully the best is yet to come, and all the best to you in the future.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor to be here, and yes, absolutely much more to come for this program. Absolutely.
Sun Devil freestyle swimming great Grant House has been our guest this week on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me as we update some other Sun Devil winter sports for you. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
I'm a talking gopher, here to encourage you to buy insurance. Because you should always listen to the advice of spokes animals. After all, who knows more about protecting your home and car than an articulate gopher like me? So let's get down to it.
Spokes animal has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need talking gophers because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA, outsmart life.
The Anderson Healy Show continues now from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils. Ray and I are glad that you're with us this week. Updating you now on several other Sun Devil winter sports, ASU's hockey team has canceled its scheduled exhibition series with Lindenwood University from Missouri. The games were to have been played at Oceanside Ice Arena in Tempe this Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd, but Lindenwood has been having some COVID-19 issues within its program, and after his team just returned from a 12-day East Coast road trip, Coach Greg Powers of the Sun Devils felt that it was safe and best for his team to get some rest and at this juncture of the season and to rest up, Ray, for their next opponent. As the number 2 ranked hockey team in the nation, the Mavericks of Minnesota State await a visit from the Sun Devils, who will head to Mankato, Minnesota to take on number 2 Minnesota State next weekend, Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th.
Yeah, it's a wise decision by Coach Powers, particularly, again, this COVID thing, you got to manage it. And so to cancel 2 exhibition games when the traveling team is struggling with their own COVID issues. And we've escaped it in hockey thus far after a long 2-week road trip to get that additional rest, get additional academic time, and then, frankly, get really ready for that Minnesota matchup next weekend on the road was important. So this hockey team is well run. They're playing at a high level. Greg is very strategic, very smart, certainly with regard to the health and safety of our players and staff, and we really respect and appreciate him for that. But this is a good hockey team. You want to be healthy when you go back on this next road trip, so that was a wise move, and let the exhibition games go.
We mentioned the Sun Devils were on a 12-day, 5-game Eastern road trip on which they won the final 3 games of the trip. In fact, the first of those 3 wins was at 11th-ranked Northeastern, ASU winning by a score of 6-2, and then back-to-back 2-1 and 5-1 wins this past weekend at the Rochester Institute of Technology. Ray, the Sun Devils now 15-12 on the year, and as you said, playing pretty good hockey, and they'll need to continue to play even better hockey as they take on number 2 Minnesota State next week.
Yes, you're correct, Tim. Minnesota State's going to be tough, but you know, Northeastern, number 11 in the country. RIT, always a strong Eastern hockey program. And we go back there on the road, a 12-day trip, and win 3 games in a row. That's not easy to do. We're 15-12. My understanding is we're now ranked in the top 20 per the pairwise. So we've just hung in there, played some good hockey. And so we come home and get some rest and then go back out and give Minnesota State a good run we could keep rising in the rankings, but we're playing very solid hockey and positioned ourselves for a postseason possibility.
From the ice, we now go to the track. ASU's throwers and pole vaulters kicked off the indoor track and field season last week at the Axum Open at Northern Arizona University up in Flagstaff. All told, Sun Devil athletes won 2 event titles and posted 6 total podium finishes, including among the winners, NCAA tri-champion and indoor shot record holder Turner Washington, who won the shot put up in Flagstaff with a heave of 21.33 meters, while Maya Lesnar captured the women's shot put with a toss of 15.65 meters. In addition, Ray, freshman Paris Bond took silver in the high jump while tying for second in the pole vault. A good start, I would say, for Sun Devil track and field.
I would agree with you completely. First outing up there, indoor meet, Turna, Maya, the other folks getting off to strong starts. So I think that's something that we're going to continue to get used to, and that is good performances, elevated performances out of our track and field program under Deion Miller with Coach Blue, Shannon, Devani, the rest of them. They're doing a really nice job coaching, training, developing, recruiting, and the results are starting to show, Tim.
This weekend, Sun Devil Track and Field's full squad will compete at the New Mexico MLK Invitational in Albuquerque. Though they did not win their season opening meet at number one ranked Michigan, Sun Devil Gymnastics did turn in a performance for the record books last weekend in Ann Arbor, Michigan. ASU's meet score of 196.275 was the highest season opening team score in program history. Despite having a limited roster, Arizona State got 9.9 scores from junior Hannah Scharf on floor exercise and freshman Alex Theodoro in the vault. And also, the team showed a lot of resilience, Ray, in their COVID-delayed first meet of the year.
You know what? It is really impressive what Jay and Jessica Santos and our women's gymnastics team are doing. They're just getting better and better. Disappointed that we had to cancel the opening meet against Kentucky, a high-ranked team, because of our own COVID protocols. But then you go to Michigan, tough place to go, highly, highly ranked team, and then put up the best score that this program's ever put up in an opening meet and make it very competitive. So I think that bodes well for how this team is going to continue to progress. And these young women, they went out there and put it up, Tim. It was fun.
Yes, sir. Gymnastics will stay on the road this weekend as they head to Salt Lake City to take on the fourth-ranked and defending Pac-12 champion Utah Utes this Friday night in Salt Lake City. Now to wrestling, and after they had a home meet against Iowa State canceled because of ASU's own COVID protocols, the Sun Devil wrestling squad returned to action with a pair of matches last weekend on the East Coast. Sun Devils competed well in both, but dropped both of them, losing 24-19 at number 27 Pittsburgh last Friday night. Interestingly, in that match, the Sun Devils won 6 of the 10 weight classes. However, 3 of Pittsburgh's 4 victories came by pins, and that was the decisive factor. Then on Sunday, Arizona State lost at number 18 Princeton 20-18, despite major decisions for 133-pounder Michael McGee and star heavyweight Colton Schultz. Disappointing outcomes indeed for Zeke Jones' team, Ray, but as we mentioned, the Sun Devils did have a number of outstanding individual performances in both of those matches.
Yes, they did. Great individual performances. And again, we don't talk about excuses or explanations, but, you know, we were a little shorthanded with some of our frontline wrestlers because of our own protocols. Some guys stayed back home, as you know. We don't make bones about the fact that we'll go ahead and compete, and even if we weren't at full strength, we put on good performances. But when you're going against top 20, 25 ranked teams, if you got some chinks in your armor, it will show. And so it showed against our highly ranked wrestling team this weekend, Tim. But we'll bounce back. get ourselves ready for additional competition in the NCAAs, I'm quite sure.
Now, with two wins over the weekend, both Ja'Cory Teemer and Anthony Valencia remain undefeated so far this season. Teemer is 10-0, Valencia 12-0, and in fact, Ray, Ja'Cory Teemer, the number three ranked 157-pounder in the country, was just named the Pac-12 Wrestler of the Week for his performances on the road last week.
Yes, Ja'Cory is a elite performer. He's really off to a strong start, 10-0 at 157. No surprise that he would be Pac-12 Wrestler of the Week. And you might hear his name called several more times for that honor, Tim. He's a real winner. He's the real deal, man.
Wrestling will be back on the road this weekend, only on the West Coast instead of the East Coast. They will wrestle at Cal Poly this Friday, January 21st, and then head down to Bakersfield to take on Cal State Bakersfield on Sunday, January 23rd. Let's talk a little bit of football for a moment, shall we? Arizona State's football season may be over, but there are still games left to play for a handful of Sun Devil seniors. Eight Sun Devils will represent ASU at several college all-star showcase games over the next month or so. Among them, running back Rashad White will participate in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama on Saturday, February 5th. And the Senior Bowl is generally considered to be the most prominent of all the postseason college showcase games. Droves of scouts from every NFL team spend the entire week in Mobile watching every move by every player at every practice and then taking in the game as well. And Rashad White will get a good look-see from all the NFL clubs in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. And then you have linebacker Darian Butler, defensive lineman DJ Davidson, offensive tackle Kellen Deesh, and both starting cornerbacks Jack Jones and Chase Lucas, who will play in the East-West Shrine Game, and that'll take place on February 3rd in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, where the Sun Devils played their bowl game several weeks ago. Furthermore, Ray, three Sun Devils have been invited to the NFL Scouting Combine the first week in March at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Kellen Deesh, Jack Jones, and Chase Lucas will be tested at the Combine that first week in March.
It's a lot of activity, postseason activity, and opportunity for our players to really go and test and show their stuff in terms of being ready for the next level. And we forgot to mention Tyler Johnson, who actually played this weekend in the Hula Bowl All-Star game, got a strip sack and played very well, according to his coach, who was Brian Billick, an old friend of mine. He said Tyler did a really nice job down there. So we got a positive report on Tyler. And then a number of players going to other All-Star games and three players going to the Combine. And very frankly, Tim, that's part of what we wanted to develop as part of the so-called pro model, to get more guys at the point where they're going to the Combine, they're going to elite All-Star games, which shows that you're bringing the right players in. And so that's a good thing. Now, our step going forward is to bring that quality of player in and then have them play at an elite level for 12 games in a row for ASU.
That's
and a bowl
exactly.
game, hopefully, for ASU before they then venture off to their postseason all-star games and combine assignments. That's the next phase for us under this pro model. So we're really proud of those accomplishments. It's showing that there is something to the model, but we've still got to tweak it so that more of the skill set is translated into their time here for ASU playing our games, and we make no bones about it. But proud of all of them.
There you go. Well said, Ray. Ray and I will return with some closing notes in just a moment. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
A regular hard seltzer usually sounds like this. But with added antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy Hard Seltzer just hits different.
Vitamin C.
You hear that?
Vitamin C.
Regular hard seltzer. Vizzy Hard Seltzer.
Vitamin C.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer is available now. Try it today. Vizzy. Step up your seltzer game.
Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Flavored beer.
Know what's nice? You could drive to Whataburger right now if you wanted to. Yeah, you could hang a Louie, talk to Reggie at the counter, and get a freshly made 100% beef double meat Whataburger with melted cheese and fresh cut veggies on a 5-inch bun. It's just the delicious freedom you have living in the land where there's Whataburger. Of course, some people aren't in that land. Wonder what they're doing right now. Probably thinking about a road trip. Whataburger, just like you like it.
I'm a talking gopher, here to encourage you to buy insurance. Because you should always listen to the advice of spokes animals. After all, who knows more about protecting your home and car than an articulate gopher like me? So let's get down to it.
Spokes animal has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need talking gophers because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA, outsmart life.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
We're nearing the finish line of this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. He is Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I am ASU play-by-play broadcaster Tim Healy, and Ray and I are delighted you joined us this week. After having two would-be season opening matches either canceled or postponed, one of them due to their opponents' COVID-19 issues, so the Sun Devil women's tennis program finally got its season underway this past Monday afternoon on Martin Luther King Day, ASU delivering a dominating 7-0 win over NAU at the Whiteman Tennis Center. A good start for Coach Sheila McInerney as she begins her 38th season in charge of the Sun Devil women's tennis program. All six Sun Devils earned singles wins in the dominating victory, Ray, as Sheila looks to take her squad this year to the NCAA tournament for an amazing 34th consecutive season.
Yes, she does expect and have hopes to do that. And I think her track record gives us great comfort that that's probably going to be accomplished. But off to a great start against Northern Arizona. 7-0, and then I think they were home twice again this week, Tim, so it'd be fun to get out there. I was at the men's basketball game on Monday, so I missed the first match of our women tennis, but we'll be out there plenty and certainly encourage our fans to get out, because I can guarantee you we play really elite college tennis under Sheila McInerney, and this team will be no exception to that.
And fans will have a chance to get out and watch Sheila's team in action in the nice weather twice on Saturday. As ASU will play a home doubleheader, if you will. They will host Colorado State at 9:30 Saturday morning. So get a good cup of Joe and then head over and watch some tennis. And then the Sun Devils will take on New Mexico State at 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon at the Whiteman Tennis Center. The Sun Devil men's tennis program got their season off to a successful start this past Friday as Coach Matt Hill's clubs shut out Grand Canyon 7-0. ASU dropping just one set in the entire match, Ray, en route to a third straight win in a season opening match.
It was fun. I was out there for the doubles for the opener against Grand Canyon, our new rival in Phoenix. And we pretty much buzzsawed them the whole day, losing one set. That shows that we're playing pretty good tennis across the board. The competition gets more stiff, as you know, this week, Tim. But that was a great opener. And, again, we want to play Grand Canyon in all of our sports that we can, because it's good for the locale. It's easy travel. Get some mojo rivalries going between us and them and all the sports that we play. And we're trying to do our part to do that. And certainly men's tennis did their part in trying to demonstrate that we intend to dominate.
after they hosted Texas A&M on Wednesday, January 19th. The Sun Devil men's tennis team will be back in action against another squad from the state of Texas. The Texas Longhorns will come to Tempe and take on ASU in men's tennis Sunday, 1 p.m. start at the Whiteman Tennis Center. Sun Devil Water Polo is about to hit the water to start its season, and they will do so with a number 4 national ranking, the highest in program history. Coach Todd Clapper's squad will open up this weekend hosting the Cross Conference Challenge at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center. That's an event that will feature 4 other top 10 ranked programs: Cal, Michigan, UC Irvine, and Fresno State. The Fresno State Bulldogs will be ASU's season opening opponent on Friday morning, January 21st. 8:30 a.m. is the start time for that game at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center. And the Sun Devils, Ray, will also play Cal, Michigan, and UC Irvine over the course of this opening weekend.
A wonderful, wonderful format set up. Todd Clapper is doing a great job with women's water polo. In our highest preseason ranking ever, number 4 in the country. Think about that. And I think what you're seeing, Tim, in our Olympic sports is that we've got a lot of folks all of a sudden doing preseason highest rankings of all time. The men's golf, and now you got our water polo team. That's the growth we're seeing in our Olympic sports, and very proud of that.
Swimming, so Todd, as well, men's swimming.
Exactly, swimming.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm forgetting some, because it means there are several. The volume of that quality is going up, and we're really proud of that and want people to take notice. More importantly, come out and watch these events. We've got some really outstanding student athletes and really fun Olympic sports who are competing at a high level. So water polo, a format where you got top 10 teams, all going to have to play each other right here on our campus this weekend. You got to get out and check it out. But Todd Clapper's doing a great job with water polo.
Another outstanding student athlete from Arizona State is about to hit the diamond in a few weeks. The Willie Bloomquist era of ASU baseball set to get underway in mid-February. And one of the star players that will be one of the go-to guys on Willie's first ASU team has gained preseason All-American recognition. Sophomore slugger Ethan Long has been named by Perfect Game as a third-team All-American utility player for 2022. Of course, Ethan last year put on some kind of power-hitting display as a freshman, belting 16 home runs, the second-highest home run total ever by a Sun Devil freshman, trailing only Spencer Torkelson's remarkable 25 home run campaign in his freshman year of 2018. Used mainly as a DH last year, Ethan Long this season is expected to transition into Arizona State's everyday third baseman, with last year's third baseman, Hunter Haas, sliding over to play shortstop. But Ethan Long, Ray, a well-deserved preseason All-American honor for him.
Ethan had a great freshman year, really a tremendous young man, and third-team All-American as a sophomore, as a utility player. But once he settles in at the corner position at third base, and people get to see him fully playing baseball in every inning, both in and outside the dugout, that appreciation for Ethan's skill set will be even elevated. And I think he's going to get the All-American call at even a higher level than third team before this season is done, Tim.
Sun Devil baseball opens its season on Friday, February 18th, when Willie Bloomquist's era begins, ASU hosting Dixie State at Phoenix Municipal Stadium on that Friday evening. Again, February the 18th. Meanwhile, ASU softball will host an open house at Farrington Stadium this coming Saturday, January 22nd. It'll take place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will include an intra-squad scrimmage as Tricia Ford unveils her team, Ray, to ASU softball fans in 2022.
Yeah, it'll be fun. A lot of activity this weekend, and Tricia with our softball teams doing an open house. I love that concept. Come on out, check us out, and then we'll also do an inter-squad scrimmage. Hopefully the weather holds up. It's going to be beautiful here. That's why people live here, Tim. This time of year is just gorgeous because it's snowing back east in a lot of places, folks, so we love this. So it should be fun out there. Trish is excited about our team, as are we. So I hope to get out there myself for a little while and see this open house and see them do a little inter squad.
And we're going to close our show with some more good news. Good news on the academic front for Sun Devil Athletics. ASU student athletes in the fall semester of 2021 achieved a cumulative grade point average of 3.32. And that Ray is an all-time high for the Arizona State Athletic Departments in terms of the grade point average of its student athletes.
You know, the growth that we continue to have academically is probably the most gratifying thing that's happening, Tim, because the student athlete is driven by the student part of it. So in our Office of Student Athlete Development and academic counseling and mentorship and programming led by used to be led by Gene Boyd, and now we have Andrea Lohr and Alonzo Joan and Skipper down there who haven't missed a beat. In fact, they just keep elevating. And our student athletes are completely buying in. More importantly, they're committed to the academic mission here. And so 3.32 cumulative GPA, that's really significant with all the challenges that they faced during the fall with COVID and the uncertainty, yet they just hung in there and took advantage of the additional time academically, and the result was a 3.32, highest cumulative ever in our Sun Devil Athletics. And the beauty is there's room to improve, and we keep saying, hey, all we can do is get better. Growing and getting better is evergreen, and academically here, we really believe that. So we're going to keep inspiring them to great levels of academic achievement. The coaches, too, Tim, deserve a lot of credit because they insist that the academics need to be honored or you won't be here.
Finally, Ray, if I can go off script for a moment, I just want to dedicate this broadcast to a near and dear friend of not only mine, but Arizona State Athletics, whom we lost early this week. Alyssa Serenace was an employee of the ASU Alumni Association, an alumnus of Arizona State. Her father, Herm Serenace, played football for the late Frank Cush in the late 60s. Alyssa, one of the most upbeat, wonderful people I've ever met in my life, a true Sun Devil through and through. She was our point person for many of the banquets and functions that I served as MC over the years. She originally had a role with the Tempe Chamber of Commerce, and that's where I first met her, emceeing the annual football kickoff luncheons co-sponsored by the Chamber in August every year. And then she transitioned to a job in the ASU Alumni Association, and that was a square peg in a square hole. That was a job she was meant to have, because there isn't a person on earth that bled maroon and gold more than Alyssa Serenace. And she very quietly and courageously waged a multi-year battle against cancer. And cancer won the battle just a couple of days ago. And we want to dedicate this broadcast to her and her memory. She was just a wonderful person. And Ray, I've never met a more passionate ambassador for Arizona State University and ASU Athletics than Alyssa Serenace.
And I'm honored to be your radio partner and join in that salute, Tim, and forgive the emotion, because Alyssa's special, man. She was special to all of us. I've only known her for the 8 years. You've known her for probably so many more, but a very dear and dedicated human being. And I'm really sorry to lose her. And so our best go out to her entire family and the whole Arizona State community who knew her. And thank you, Tim, for being wise enough to dedicate this show to her and giving me the honor of joining you as my partner in celebrating and recognizing Alyssa.
Absolutely. Couldn't have it any other way, because, as I said, I've just never met someone. I can't imagine what future kickoff luncheons and alumni gatherings will be like without her shining presence. And that's the best way to put it. She was a shining presence, even in the face of a battle with cancer. She always had a smile on her face. She'd come up to you and say, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" And just a passionate supporter of and ambassador for Sun Devil Athletics and all things related to Arizona State University. May she rest in peace. And we dedicate this broadcast to Alyssa's memory. On that, we bring down the curtain on this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC. Thanks to our show producer, ASU Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand, for his help. Thanks to our terrific engineer producer, Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, and to our wonderful show scheduler, Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics. We'll be back next week. Another edition of the Anderson Healy Show awaits you at that time. Ray, have a great week. Make sure that hip gets well. Do all the physical therapy, and we'll talk to you soon.
We do. We will indeed, Tim. And let's, in honor and in memory of our great friend Alyssa, let's end the show with a very enthusiastic Go Devils.
Go Devils. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for joining us on the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Circle K says, ASU fans do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents, guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K snacks, from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up.
A regular hard seltzer usually sounds like this. But with added antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy Hard Seltzer just hits different.
Vitamin C.
You hear that?
Vitamin C.
Regular hard seltzer. Vizzy Hard Seltzer.
Vitamin C.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer is available now. Try it today. Vizzy. Step up your seltzer game. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Flavored beer.